Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're now on number two of this live Sunday transmission. Coming up, this is just now breaking Daily Mail. More trouble for Joe Biden as Ukrainian lawmaker claims a second laptop belonging to Hunter's business contacts in the country has been seized by law enforcement. Because Hunter, again, was absolutely out of control. So much is breaking right now. We're going to talk with Mike Adams about where all this is going and the rest of the story in a moment. But the 26-minute interview with Daily Caller, the host does a terrible job. Interrupts him, tries to act like Giuliani's the bad guy. This is all on record. But Giuliani still kicked ass. Here's a few minutes of that. We're going to come back. Go to Mike Adams.
Told the FBI agent he was afraid. He was afraid of consequences.
So he didn't, this man, he didn't give you guys the copy of the hard drive and pass over the actual hard drive to the FBI?
No, he gave the FBI first.
Okay.
And he waited 4 or 5 months.
Why do you think he held on to it?
Well, he held on to four copies of it. He gave two to friends of his in case he was killed. And he was, and don't laugh. People
serious, get, yeah.
The presidency is at stake here, and we have some very dangerous people involved.
Sure. Welcome back, Daily Caller. I am Senior White House Correspondent Christian Detok. I'm sitting down today with none other than Mayor Rudy Giuliani, President Trump's personal attorney. We're going to be talking about all of the Hunter Biden news that's come out over the past few days. Mr. Mayor, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Christian.
Before we begin, I'm going to remind everyone at home to click subscribe, click the bell. That way these interviews will get pushed right to your phone as soon as they get published. So let's take a step back because there's been new allegations. Obviously, there's these piecemeal stories coming out. But I think maybe even a bigger story is the reaction that Twitter and Facebook took. Did you expect outright censorship when these stories were being worked on by you guys?
I didn't think about it. I probably would have expected it if I thought about it. Or maybe I would have thought it was too dangerous a move for them to do it, because I think they basically turned the entire Republican Party against them. And probably a lot of moderates. I mean, this is a very, very unusual level of censorship. This is the kind of thing that used to happen in the Soviet Union, in Nazi Germany, in Cuba. I mean, this is, they're not government, but they act like a government. They have that kind of control. They have control of a public facility, a very public facility. And they're no longer acting as neutral,
themselves technocrats,
which is what got them their exemption from Section 230. They are now making editorial choices. And if they do that, they become publishers, and they're subject to regulation like everyone else. And they're subject to lawsuit. And I think there should be a lawsuit against them. I think there should be a major lawsuit against them. This was an extraordinarily important article in a major American newspaper. You can agree with it or disagree with it, but there certainly was a right for people to know about this and make their own evaluation of it. But it reminds me of Joe Biden, who says we don't deserve to know. I mean, where in America could a public official or a news outlet determine that the American public doesn't have the right to know? I mean, that's a concept that's alien to America, to Americans. That's a concept that comes out of a totalitarian government. And I guess these people have become so wealthy, they think they're dictators because they're acting like dictators.
Mm-hmm.
And this has to be stopped for the good of this country. I mean, free speech is an enormously important part of who we are. And this was yesterday was a terrible day for free speech in America, one of the worst.
I agree with you. I think the American people do deserve to know, and that was sort of one of the reasons Twitter's claim they had the authority to censor this is because of your proximity to the president. Obviously, you're a supporter of his reelection campaign. They were curious how...
This is from 2 days ago. It's now confirmed. The lawyer, it's all been released. This is a real laptop. It's real stuff. And it's worse than even the translations are saying. And so we're going to break it all down with Mike Adams on the other side, and then we've got Owen Schroyer coming in for the new show we're doing Sunday Live, 6 to 8 p.m. I'll be co-hosting with Owen and so much more. But, I mean, this is as big or bigger than anything. It's actually way bigger than anything we broke 2016 ahead of the last election. I mean, this is so dangerous. This is so caustic. This is so documented. This is so crazy. You better believe they're Biden's in hiding now. The wheels have come off. How are they going to counterstrike? They might take the power grid out or something. I mean, there's no telling what they're going to do.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Welcome back. Alex Jones here.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, we are back live, broadcasting worldwide. Thank you so much for joining us on this live Sunday edition, October 18th, the year is 2020, 15 days out from the election. So, I'm up here at 11 a.m. yesterday doing research, about to shoot a special report, and I'm looking at the New York Post saying, okay, we can't release these Hunter Biden videos and photos. It's child porn. It's vicious. It's illegal. And then Giuliani comes out and says that. And we learn the FBI had this 6-7 months ago. And then we see the Chinese dissidents that are well-known former members of the Communist Party China come out saying, we've seen the footage. And they said it 3 weeks ago before it broke. And that it is just Hunter doing terrible, terrible things. Not just raping children, but worse if that's possible. There's the headline. Trump set to release proof of Hunter Biden raping and torturing children in Chi-Com blackmail scheme. For folks that don't get it, this is what these groups make you do as a gang initiation. This is pretty mainstream now. Folks know about this. It's come out. But to talk about where it's going, what's coming next, what's going to unfold, what's really on the video, how we think the deep state's going to respond now that Biden has announced he's going into hiding, may not even go to the debate now. I mean, I don't see how they recover from this because they for 4 days, they didn't deny it was there. They ignored it. Now they confirm, his lawyer, the emails are public, that indeed this laptop did fall into the FBI's hands. They did nothing. It was given to Giuliani. Mike Adams of naturalnews.com, your wife's a great lady. I've met her, hung out with you guys. You know, she's a Taiwanese, but speaks fluent Chinese. Right as I was talking to sources saying, this video's even worse. The transcription just says extreme pedophilia. No, it's extreme abuse, extreme torture. I'd already been told that by my sources in New York. You literally called me and said, hey, have you seen this video? My wife says it's worse than they're saying. Where do you want to start? There's so many facets here to cover, and great to have you with us.
This is truly amazing in this. You and I were looking at the same video on the same day, just from different sources. My wife was listening to it and watching the English translation, the Chinese that was being spoken by the host there, who's a whistleblower from mainland China. The Chinese was way worse than what the English translation was saying. And that's when I texted you. I said, Alex, you got to see this, because the words that they were really using to describe what's on these so-called sex tape videos are way worse. The words were nietong siping, which means abusive. Abuse of children, it implies rape and violence. It implies assault. This is the kind of term that you don't use just to describe pedophilia or pornography. These are violent assaults. And then if you look at what Rudy Giuliani has said about this, where he says, you can't even say, he can't even describe what he has seen that's on here. And then you look at these other media outlets and say, we can't even release this probably without violating, you know, laws against child pornography, but maybe laws against, you know, some snuff tapes or something in that category. It's sick, twisted stuff, but it's coming out, Alex. It's all coming out over the next few days. Steve Bannon is behind the rollout now. Rudy Giuliani is on top of this. Good people who love America are rolling this out. And I'm here to say, Alex, Joe Biden is finished because the censorship cannot, they don't have total control. They've tried everything. And I'll tell you what I think they're going to do next. But they failed because you're still on the air. I'm still on the air. Independent media is exploding. Alternative platforms are exploding. Joe Biden is finished. I'm not even sure he will go to this next debate, but he's finished, and he's going to be lucky to stay out of prison when this is all said and done. It's going to take time under the second Trump administration, you know, second term, but Hunter Biden and Joe Biden will be lucky to stay out of prison. That's where I think
listen,
it is right
I
now.
Well, listen, I supported Steve Bannon early on. I liked him throughout. I know we got the fights with Trump. I know he's been working with Chinese dissidents, but we've confirmed, as they're saying, these photos are real of the Chinese dissident that exposed this over 3 weeks ago and said he's seen, you know, the raping and the torturing. There he is with Giuliani. There he is with the Chinese virologist that exposes what was happening at Wuhan. So it looks like Rudolph Giuliani's been a very, very busy bee.
This is just the beginning of what's going to happen to the Democrat Party. Alex, I've been told from other sources, you know, over the past few months, I've been doing so many interviews, and I've been talking to new people that I never talked to before and building up a lot of new contacts over the time. And what I'm being told is that this is the beginning of the end of the Democrat Party because it's going to unravel the pedophilia pattern that you have been accurately talking about. It is true that to get into the high power levels of the Democrat Party, you have to submit to being videotaped abusing underage children because they don't even trust you in a position of power, whether it's a governor or sometimes mayors or sometimes, you know, top of the party. You're not even allowed to have that power, maybe even the CEO of a tech company.
And it's
company,
a satanic communion. They want to cut you off from God. I get it at a temporal political level. They want you to show that you're compromising with them, but it really is spiritual. They want you to cut yourself off from God.
And I think, you know, until the Epstein story broke, most Americans couldn't have believed what we are talking about right now. But the fact that the Epstein story broke, that opened people up to the reality that we're now facing. It's horrifying. It's sickening. But it is real, and it is an undercurrent behind the Democrat Party, the top Democrat fundraisers or funders, and the top corporations and political positions that represent Democrats. The Democrat Party is a party of violent rape of children, of child abuse, child trafficking, sex dungeons of children. This is what the top Democrats not only stand for, but this describes their daily activities. This is what they do. And I, you know, it's not a coincidence that when this came out, Joe Biden retreated to his basement because that, you know, that's where he feels at home. Probably.
Well, that's my next question. It's just like when Trump won and Roger Stone was here on election night. They're like, why are you so upset? And I'm like, they're going to counterstrike. Well, I feel like we're winning right now. I don't feel as bad as I did then. I'm glad Trump won, but I knew they were going to attack. But they're going to strike back, Mike.
They're going to strike back in huge ways, Alex. What I'm being told now is there are going to be attacks on our infrastructure like we've never seen. Cyber attacks. Not necessarily EMP, but cyber attacks.
Oh, it's already happening. We're being hit at 50 times any previous level.
Yeah, and wait till they take down the power grid. And by the way, I interviewed J.R. Nyquist not too long ago who talked about China pre-positioning military assets in the United States. And I've been told from another source that those include 60-millimeter mortars and RPGs, not just the AK-47.
Well, you told me that 6 months ago, and actually came out, they busted a bunch of people with those. But let's stop there. They run the blue cities. They run the blue states. They run the media. They own the debt. They own Hollywood. They have a Democratic Party, part of the Republicans. People ask, why would they make a run in America? Because there's globalists commanding them. And I'm not defending communist China, but, I mean, they're really a client state doing this as a command base for the globalists in my research.
Yes, and then they have puppets like Governor Newsom in California, who has turned the Capitol building, I've been told, from two sources, one firsthand on site, who has seen this firsthand, that the underground parking structures underneath the east wing of the Capitol building in California is filled with firearms, ammunition, like hundreds of millions of rounds and gold, and that California is planning a secession. They're planning to arm Black Lives Matter and Antifa through the power
of the
governor. I'm going
to stop you right there. You got to come back with this, because you texted me and you called me about 4 months ago, and you said they've got gold, they've got weapons, I've got the text messages, I'm talking to FBI, I'm talking to them. I'm like, oh, I believe that. I've seen some of that in the news here and there. Going back to the 90s, they caught the Chinese shipping the containers of fully auto AK-47s and mortars. But then Podesta had a war game a month later that was in the New York Times about secession starting with California and a resistance, and then even so yeah, that's wow, that's amazing, Mike. You were the first person to tell me about that.
They have a plan ready to arm the left wing radicals with full automatic weapons. And remember that California has pushed very heavily to disarm patriots over the last several years.
Well, that's right. So Trump said if China wins, America's over. They'll run us. It's totally true. We don't understand. We're under attack. The average American's still punch drunk. How do we get them out of their coma to realize this is a country fighting for its very life?
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Establishment, 4 days not responding to the emails of Hunter Biden, not responding to the reports of pedophilia and child rape and torture. How would they respond? Well, Fox News, this just broke 20 minutes ago. We'll play a clip next segment. FBI investigating whether Hunter's alleged emails were leaked to foreign intel ops. So it doesn't matter if Hillary's emails are real and she's doing corrupt illegal things. Oh, did the Russians get them? And so we're right back to the same place. That's their counter now. And that's what the Democrats are saying. That's what Schiff's saying. But, Mike, it was the FBI that got this from a Delaware Mac shop. Anybody that's ever taken their computer in, you sign a contract that if you don't pay or pick it up, they own your computer. And the guy calls up Biden and no one will call him. He gets scared. He gives it to the FBI. They do nothing. He gives it to Giuliani, but now Rudolph Giuliani's a Russian agent. Mike Adams of naturalnews.com, this was pretty predictable, wasn't it?
Well, absolutely. The FBI is a criminal enterprise, and it has been conspiring against the interests of the United States for a very long time. Under the Obama administration and under the command and control of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama during the Trump administration. The FBI, under James Comey, was, of course, plotting against President Trump, abusing the FISA warrant process. And now under Christopher Wray, the FBI has been covering up the child abuse, pedophilia, sex crimes of the son of the Democrat presidential candidate. There's no question. The FBI ran the kidnapping plot against Governor Whitmer in Michigan. The FBI, you know, we reported on this.
Oh, I forgot years that ago. Broke. Yeah, you said that. I said that weeks ago. Update, suspects say ringleader in plot to kidnap Governor Whitmer was an FBI informant and Antifa.
The FBI has been running more terror plots in the United States than any other organization, including radical Islamic terror groups. The FBI has done this for many years. It's documented by the New York Times and the Kansas City Star. The FBI will draw up the plans. They will write the narrative and the script. They'll put together the vans or the drones or whatever is needed. They'll target a bridge or a building or the Pentagon, and then they'll recruit people to fill the roles so they can then claim they've arrested somebody who was a terrorist. That's what the FBI does. They are the number one terrorist organization in America under Christopher Wray. Now, it doesn't mean that every agent in the FBI, it doesn't mean they're all on board with that. There's a civil war inside the FBI, just like there is inside the State Department and the Pentagon. But President Trump has got to fire Christopher Wray right now, immediately, if he does not answer for why the FBI covered
7 months ago, he got the Hunter Biden laptop, and now they've been exposed sitting on it. They claim, oh, we're investigating if the Russians are the ones. Give me a break. I mean, it's on record. It was a Mac shop in Delaware that was like, went to the FBI, and they turned that into it's the Russians. Incredible.
Yeah, and I need to share this, too, about how people can share the photos and videos once they start to come out, because the FBI will try to stop that. The tech giants will try to stop that. They'll have operating system updates that maybe stop you from sharing them. Google, you know, Google Docs will look for these files. So there are some things that people can do. When you start to get a hold of these files as they come out, you can change the file names. You can change the metadata of the files. You can resize them to repixelate them so they don't have the same checksum.
I was about to say, you can take another screenshot of it or put a filter over it.
That's right. You can also add borders to it. And if you add certain types of borders, certain patterns, it really confuses the AI systems. For some of these images, you can flip them horizontally, for example, and you can add other areas. You can black out certain areas. You might have
to
add
clear,
a mosaic.
You want to blur anything out that's pedophilia. I mean, what about
absolutely.
The New York Post saying Friday, we can't put this out as pedophilia? I mean, that's so huge.
Well, but isn't it interesting? I mean, if someone were arrested by the FBI and charged with child porn for possessing these images, why isn't the president, a candidate's son, arrested for creating them and possessing them? See, the FBI can't really arrest anybody for having these videos without admitting that they're illegal and that they came from Hunter Biden's laptop and hard drives. And by the way, it's not just one laptop. As you said earlier, it's two laptops, and there are three hard drives that came from China. That's what was being talked about on that video with the Chinese whistleblower. Those are three hard drives that are in addition to the laptop.
And again, obviously, this is good U.S. intelligence that has infiltrated the Communist Party of China, and it's getting them to give us the material back. That's how we're getting a lot of this. But you're right. Multiple laptops coming out. What do you think the Democrats are thinking and the deep state are thinking right now? Because once again, they're getting their ass kicked.
They're thinking that they're going to launch Operation Chaos. They're going to take down the power grid everywhere they can, close to the election or during the election or right after it. They are going to go all out and try to bring this country to its knees. Look for telecommunications outages. Look for power outages. Even there in Austin, in your studios, you know, watch for power outages and telecom outages. There might be, you know, Comcast that provides fiber optics. They might just cut everything off. I mean, Twitter did a test run of just shutting down a few days ago, just blocking everything out because.
And we predicted that. They said on election day they're going to shut all conservatives down. They've got our IP addresses. So this is the attempted globalist coup that's coming.
Yes, like Infowars.com will be blocked at the browser level, even at the operating system level. So will my website. We'll all be blocked at that level. And people had better understand they're going to have to find workarounds. They're going to have to.
They better sign up at Infowars.com/newsletter so that we can send emails.
Right.
People cannot get how important, that's one of the last stands, is emails. Infowars.com/newsletter. How do folks get your newsletter? Because that's one way to bypass this, at least for now.
That's the same deal. But just remember, folks out there, if you're signing up for the InfoWars newsletter, do not use Gmail and don't use Yahoo Mail because both of those ISPs will block InfoWars emails. Yes. So you got to use Proton Mail or some other service that's not going to censor that.
Let's bring that up. Isn't this a big wake-up call now that Congress and committees and the president are being censored? That's really finally woken them up, but that's only 15 days out. They were always planning to shut us down before then. So I just feel these lawyers in Congress, I think, have really, really gotten caught with their dumb pants down.
They went too far. They went past the tipping point, and now they've awakened the sleeping giant of the GOP, which until now has been saying, oh, the free market will sort this out. Nonsense. You and I argued this many, many months ago. The free market's not going to solve this.
Years ago.
You've got to stop. Yeah, years ago. You have to stop big tech with the force of government.
Because big tech's bigger than government. Notice Giuliani, all of them are saying that now. This is bigger than government. It spies more than government. It's above the law. Exactly. We need checks and balances. And they're signed on to foreign governments.
Exactly. And it's so simple. All Trump has to do is invoke the Insurrection Act and then order the California power companies to cut off the power supplies to all the tech giants because you can't provide electricity to foreign corrupted terrorist organizations, which is Google, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. Block their electricity. You can't run servers without
there.
Electricity.
But let's be clear. Sundar and Zuckerberg and all of them are blackmailed as well by these multinationals bigger than China. So how do we navigate
yes.
that? Because you look, they're scared. They're not even doing this for power now. They're scared. They're blackmailed. Mike Adams, another segment coming up. Again, if you just joined us, it's all come out, ladies and gentlemen. Hunter Biden with the blackmail, laptops, him raping little girls, torturing them reportedly, and the campaign's now confirmed. Okay, it is his laptop. I mean, what are they going to do? What are they going to do now? The cards the Chi-Coms had are in Trump's hands. They're going to strike back. Get ready.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Friends. Well, we knew that there'd be some incredible October surprises. We knew that things would get crazy. We knew that the thing that holds the globalists together is crimes they commit against children and others so that they're compromised and part of the club. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones, here with you back live on this Sunday live transmission. Mike Adams, naturalnews.com, whose wife is Taiwanese, speaks Chinese, was able to see the video, add even more context to what's in it from the folks that predicted this would come out 3 weeks before it did. And now Biden, lawyer confirming that, okay, it's a real laptop. I keep going back to this. How do they survive it? Well, we know now. Here's a clip from just 30 minutes ago, Fox News. Oh, the FBI is investigating if foreign groups got his material. Well, we know the FBI got it from the Delaware Mac shop. So now, oh, did foreign groups get this? So see, it changes the subject from what he's actually done. So what if he's raping kids? So what if he's a pedophile? To, oh, was a foreign group involved when it's the Democrats selling us out to foreign powers? This is next level, if it's even true. Here it is.
They won't let the fact that we caught him in a total corrupt deal, they won't let the news get out.
We know that this whole smear on Joe Biden comes from the Kremlin. That's been clear for well over a year now that they've been pushing this false narrative about the vice president and his son.
Those are two contrasting views of the Hunter Biden business saga. Now the FBI, we're told, has seized the laptop that is said to be central to it. It's an unverified New York Post story about Biden and his alleged business dealings overseas. The agency investigating whether or not the emails purportedly contained on that laptop could be linked to a foreign intelligence operation, specifically Russia. The owner of the shop in Delaware where the computer was allegedly left for repairs tells Fox News that he, quote, can't be 100% sure that it was Hunter Biden who did drop it off for repairs. John Bussey, associate editor of the Wall Street Journal and Fox News contributor, joins us now. So the president, as we heard, and his allies, they've been slamming Hunter and his father. The former vice president, though, calls this story, like we heard from Adam Schiff, quote, a
smear. All right, folks, so we are back here breaking this down. This is on record that his lawyers come out now and said, and the emails have been released, that this was indeed Hunter's laptop. So now they just want to change the subject. Well, maybe it's not his, and, you know, maybe it's the Russians again. No one is buying this, Mike.
That's right. This won't fly. It's the boy who cried wolf or the boy who cried Russia too many times. In this case, they tried the Russia collusion hoax for the first 2 years of Trump's term, and then they tried the Russian conspiracy during impeachment. And that bombed as well. Now they're crying Russia yet again. Well, I don't think Russia made Hunter Biden smoke crack and abuse underage teens, reportedly, if that's indeed what's on the videos. And it appears it is so far from whistleblower accounts. I guess we'll see in a few days. But you got to understand, the way this is being rolled out is to catch Joe Biden and Hunter Biden in lies. Steve Bannon explained this recently. Why aren't they rolling out everything all on one day? They're putting it out piecemeal so that the Biden team can respond and deny everything and then get caught in a lie.
That's what Giuliani said in the interview. He said, no, no, we're giving them a chance to lie. And that's why they're being so quiet, though, is they don't know what to do.
They are right now trying to paint a gray zone where they're not claiming that the emails and the hard drives are Hunter Biden's, but they're also not denying it. They're trying to just wait this thing out. And Joe Biden's refusing to answer any questions on this, just offering his usual, come on, man, you know, no one's saying that, you know, whatever he says, he's in a fairy tale land. But while the press is asking him about what flavor of ice cream he ordered instead of the Hunter Biden scandal. So this is coming out. Giuliani has got all the goods. The Trump's people have got this nailed. And the Democrat Party is going down. I mean, that's the good news here. The Democrat Party will not survive this. Now, it may take many months or even years to play out in terms of the arrests that are coming. But the DNC, as we know it today, I predict, Alex, right here on your show, the DNC will not survive the next 2 years intact because of what's about to happen.
I agree with you. And now here's Fox News again. FBI investigation, the Hunter Biden email story tied to Russia disinformation effort. So just like Hillary, it's real emails, it's crime she's committing. And they're going to say it's the Russians when it's a Delaware shop. He has the contract. The lawyer confirms it. They brought it. The guy gives it to the FBI. The FBI does nothing for 7 months. He gives it to Giuliani. And now, instead of the pedophilia and child rape, it's, well, the Russians did it. So it's okay if Hunter's doing this and smoking crack. I mean, this is not going to work, brother. People already dealt with 3 years of this crap. This is not going to fly.
That's right. And could I mention that during this time, you have been attacked and smeared as I have, and it has made us tough. It has made us fighters. And it is so important, Alex, just on a personal note, that you take every step possible, and I know you are, to stay on the air and for your crew to stay on the air over the next 3-4 weeks because they are going to try to take us down. They're going to DDoS our websites. They're going to attack us in every way possible. They're going to probably mess with the domain name system. They're going to do everything they can. It is crucial that InfoWars stay on the air. And for all of us who are patriot
fighters, for listeners, for sure, while we're still on the air, to download the videos, to magnify them, to repeat it, to start your own. But look at that photo, Hunter Biden. If that guy wanted to babysit my children or sell me a car, I would run. He looks like a psychotic demon. Put the photo back up you guys were just showing. But the question is he really better than us? Is he stronger than us? Is he going to dominate us? Is he going to get control of us? Because it's just these people are all the same. I mean, this is a crackhead. This is a demon with billions of dollars that no one ever stood up to, that the FBI serves. It's got to come to an end, Mike Adams.
They are weak. They are pathetic. They are morally vacuous. They're spiritually bankrupt. And they can't fight. They don't know how to fight. That's the thing, you see. By censoring us all these years, they've made us tough. They've made us smart. They've made us resilient. They didn't think that you would still be in business or that I would all this time. They wouldn't think that we would be having such a record year in terms of audience. And
because all they do is cash commie checks all day. They can't even drop a laptop off and remember to get it. They're just totally dysfunctional.
They don't know how to build anything. All they do is destroy. They can't run a business. They can't run a country. They can't even allow a country to have entrepreneurs.
And they say Trump is inept when he came from nowhere and their whole system and beat them. Well, if he's so inept, how did this inept nobody beat them? Because he's not part of your system.
And he's going to beat them again. And the American people are rising up right now against the Democrats. They're walking away. They're tired of the violence. They're tired of the free speech people being attacked by violent left-wing lunatics.
That's my next question. What do they do when they lose in 15 days?
They go insane. They pull out all the weapons that they haven't been using so far. Notice they've been using frozen water bottles and socks with bricks in them. Now it's going to be AR-15s, folks. It's going to be full auto weapons and AK-47s provided by China. It's going to be mortars. It's going to be RPGs. It's going to be also, by the way, stolen military transport vehicles, armored personnel carriers that have disappeared from National Guard bases across the West Coast. That's coming too, Alex. That's coming too. So, folks, get out your 50 cal Barretts in defense of your nation. Don't initiate violence, but be prepared to defend your life, your family, your community, your local law enforcement, and your nation against these radical leftists. They are going to bring everything to bear against
us. By the way, that isn't right. The globalists are making a real run in our country because they've never been held accountable. After we win this war, Mike, the globalists have to be brought to justice for what they've done as an example to others, or he just keeps making more of them. Try this.
Yes, and they will be defeated. They will be exposed. History will show what happened, but it's going to require this defensive action on the part of patriots to defend their president, defend our constitutional republic, defend the electoral college, and defend your own neighbors and also the rule of law. I mean, Alex, I told you personally, I'll just share it here. One of the reasons I've been so busy the last few months, I've been doing night training, night vision, tactical engagement training. My primary rifle at night right now is a SCAR 17-308. Medium-range battle tactical rifle set up for night vision. And that's just my go-to rifle. I believe most of this is going to happen at night. And I believe that we have to be ready to engage in self-defense against these lunatics who are trying to bring down our country. They have the plans in place and the materiel in place. China has stashes of weapons and ammunition and explosives.
There's no doubt, Mike. I'm glad you're back with us. Naturalnews.com. Thank you so much. I got a final segment that Owen Schroyer takes over. Thank you, Mike. Wow. This is the times that try men's souls. This is a battle for the Republic. I'm Alex Jones. Tell everybody you know. Tune in now.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
It was 30 months ago that InfoWars, and of course yours truly, Alex Jones, was banned on more than 60 major platforms in one day, led by the CEO of Apple, Tim Cook, who helps China run giant death camps. Always just let that be in the back of your mind. We talk about these monsters and where they're taking us. They have no bottom. And people said, Jones, how are you taking it? And I said, I'm taking it just fine. They're coming for you next. This is a technocracy. They're merging with Big Pharma. They're taking over the media. This is a digital, psychological dictatorship in their own words. This is a planetary takeover. They're then going to start locking us in our houses using supposed plague threats. That's so the wireless system can come into place with the driverless cars and the robot takeover. How do I know all this would happen? Because they've been saying they're going to do it. You see, it's not that I'm psychic. I know how to read what these monsters are saying. So you have to understand, as crazy as all this sounds, it doesn't come from me. It comes from them.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
With Owen Schroyer, what we call Sunday Live. I've been doing my syndicated show for 24 years, been on air 26, almost 27, but for about 16 years, we've done Sunday shows, 4 to 6 p.m. I know you're tuned in, you know that. We appreciate you. Without you, there's nothing. No resistance, just the enemy having victory after victory against us. But we've upped the, you know, the game here with weeknights, 7 to 9, election countdown. There'll be American countdown after the election if we're still here. And I don't say that to be dramatic. I mean, we may not be here. There's a good chance if the enemy wins, we will not be here. Which in a kind of a sick way, it's kind of like I've run the course, I've fought hard, and I'm not defeatist, I'm actually victorious. But if things go bad and that's God's choice, we kind of deserve to be enslaved, don't we? But I smell victory. The enemy smells it as well. That's why they're so scared. They smell our victory. But we now do Sunday Live, 6 to 8 p.m., and there's only 6 minutes of ads an hour. That's the local ads. A lot of stations pick it up, but that way we got more time for calls, more time for news, more time for what's going on. But I'll just be honest with you, it's all I can do. I don't even feel worthy to be in this position. I mean, I've been on air 26 years, and I used to only the last year have trouble like butterflies and anxiety, because it's not that I have anxiety being on air. It's that this time is so epic. Whew, getting chills right now. This is so big that I'm sitting there during the break looking at the news articles, and I'm like, man, you need to go explain to these people how serious this is. And I'm like, well, I'm doing that. I'm talking to God. Like, I'm trying. I'm just, and so you better get your ass together. You better warn them to take action. Well, then what is the action? Because it's one thing to just tell people what's going on, and you can check it out yourself, make your own decision. But, I mean, what do we do? I'm the same as you. You call me. What do we do? Raise our kids good. Be good, decent people. Now they're going to shut off our bank accounts and lock the cities down and say we're not essential and come force inoculate us. They knew we were making the right decision. They knew we were turning back to God. They knew we were awakening. And so they pulled their Antichrist, Mark of the Beast crap. And all I can say is don't get intimidated by it. Just get angry and say no to it. And I know that's been the solution. It's also been the problem, because I've been mighty pissed, man. I mean, they got Muslims tearing down church crosses everywhere. I mean, just the evil's on the march, folks. It's running around with its tongue hanging out. I mean, the left is just absolutely out of control everywhere. They are conquering us right now because we have been asleep and because we have been passive. You know, I haven't even gotten into the COVID-19 news. Oh, it's incredible. You know, their whole lockdown system. But look, do an overhead shot of these faces. Look at how Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, they do these fake smiles all day. They laugh like everything's fine. It's all a big joke. You know, you look at the lady that did the debate against Trump, looking like a demon the whole time. I mean, these people are obviously demonically influenced. And so I just want to ask listeners, what is it you're going to do against this here in the home stretch? Because it's not that Trump's perfect or Trump's going to save the world. But obviously, the demonic forces of the New World Order, these soulless jerks, want to completely take over society and completely take over civilization. And so all I can say is, now is the time to stop complying with them. Now is the time to stop bowing to them. Now is the time to stop going along with their political correctness and their mask wearing and their forced inoculations. Like, you go to any restaurant now, they want you to scan the QR code of the menu because they're getting you ready for contact tracing. If you're not a good globalist, you can't be in their restaurant if you haven't had inoculations. And I saw this a few months ago. I went and looked it up, and sure enough, big corporations in the UN are running that and saying that and getting you ready. You try to go to a major park in Austin, and they've got plastic up at the entrance saying you've got to sign a form to go out in this park. They're just training you that you live under martial law. It's authoritarian. It's sick. And, yeah, they'll have some young park worker doing it. So you don't want to be mean to her, some 20-year-old girl. Or some, you know, 20-year-old guy. But you need to be mean to them and the system itself, because compliance with this is destruction and enslavement. And I'll tell listeners again, it's not some pat on the head when I'm here on air and I tell you that when you spread the word about the show and you share the articles and the videos, it bypasses the enemy. Can we go to band.video? Can I show people something? Go to band.video. And right up at the top is the headline here. I'll show you on this. I've been trying. And we just go to band.video. You click right there. Confirm. Trump has footage of Hunter Biden raping and torturing little girls. Click that for me. 1,162,000 views since yesterday afternoon we put it up. That's great. It needs 100 million views. And if you simply go to band.video and you simply share that URL on your text message, on your email, on your word of mouth, if you simply tell folks, hey, this is forbidden information, and here's the key. Watch it, check it out for yourself, and then share it. That's the last part. It's game over for these people. It's so simple, but I can't tell you how many emails I get, how many Twitter comments I see people send me, where they're like, man, Alex Jones was right about all this. I wish he was still on air when we're on over 200 radio stations, over 100 TV and cable stations, and in many ways stronger than ever. But people that don't see us in their Facebook feed or their Twitter feed, they literally don't know we're on air. But you that are tuned in, you know that. You're like, well, that's incredibly simple. Of course, you got your own show. They don't think about URLs anymore. They don't think about radio stations because or TV stations because in the last 20 years, TV stations were all like, follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. So the radio station made it all about Twitter, all about Facebook, all about Google until no one went to your radio station site. Your site didn't have your own apps, didn't have its own functions, didn't have its own social media network. You could have, me too. We could have all had our own thing. I figured this out 5 years ago, about 2 years before we got banned. And so we made the exodus over to Infowars.com, band.video, all the things we've got now, thanks to your support. But it took a lot of money to do it. But now if you're a member of Congress, now if you're the Senate, now if you're these committees trying to put out subpoenas to Joe Biden and his son, they won't even let the subpoenas go out because they said, we decide what you can see. It's a technocracy. It's a digital dictatorship. And it's un-American and it's dangerous. We're going to start the next 2 hours. I'll be here for a while with Owen Schroyer. He's coming in. We're going to recap, if you just tuned in, the big, huge breaking news of Hunter Biden and his laptop and his lawyers confirming it's real. And what are they going to do? And now Joe Biden in hiding and Giuliani and them have the video. But the New York Post is scared to publish it because it's pedophilia. And I understand why they won't, but they've got to blur it out. But just tell everybody you know right now to tune in to Infowars.com/show and Newswars.com/show and to band.video. And then separately, go to Infowars store. Things are so crazy. Who knows, we'll be here in 3 months, 6 months. Get an Infowars t-shirt. Get a piece of history. All t-shirts are $17.76. Free shipping. It's got to end tomorrow, the sale. Brainforce Plus, the great nootropic, great healthy way to get awake and focused. 50% off free shipping. Ultimate Krill Oil, massively discounted. We're about to end the sale. Free shipping. Kaba Chill, documented for such good focus, clarity. 50% off plus free shipping. Supermetal Vitality, the concentrated herbs for libido, stamina, you name it. 50% off free shipping. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine Spray, taken in the mouth and throat. The Essential, 33% off free shipping. Knockout. Not just melatonin, not just L-tryptophan, but six other compounds known for deep, clean, great, restful sleep. 50% off plus free shipping. All SRL products that are from a special lab, 60% off free shipping, and even more at InfoWarsStore.com. That sale ends tomorrow. And if you believe in what we're doing and want to experience the products we've got, reach out today, InfoWarsStore.com, and make your order. Everything we have is in stock. 1 day left on the sale, but a lot of stuff we're having to discontinue because the supply chain's broken down in this COVID martial law global depression. So get the products while you can, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, share that URL, InfoWars.com/show. That's it for the Alex Jones Show Sunday. Sunday Live with Owen Schroyer and yours truly coming up in just 2 minutes on this side of this break. Please stay with us. We're going to take calls and break everything down.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.